चैतन्य भगवत की जय। We're continuing from the Antya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat, describing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ritu Dweep, which is Navadweep. He's come back from his visit to South India, to Puri, and he's staying in the house of Sarvabhauma Acharya's brother, Divachaspati. And many people come to see Lord Chaitanya, have his darshan. And everybody was chanting the holy name of Hari, so he was very happy. He came out of the house and gave the thousands of people were gathered there, and he granted them all his darshan. And it continues text 324. Because when he came out for darshan, it's just like you're seeing a movie in words. Because if you're seeing a movie with your eyes and hearing the soundtrack with your ears, then there's three or four or five cameras acting. Camera one, camera two, and a good producer knows how to coordinate and synchronize all those cameras, especially when they're mixing the final product. So camera one is on the people, the masses of people, and camera two is on the house. And camera three is on the face of Lord Chaitanya, because the people came to see. It says the people came to see Lord Chaitanya. So then you're reading, so you'll hear that, and the camera will pan the thousands of people, so you can say, oh, there's the people. And then they say, then Lord Chaitanya came out of the veranda and gave darshan, and then the camera goes on Lord Chaitanya. One camera is from the front shooting the faces of the people, right? Camera one. And the other camera is in the audience shooting the face of Mahaprabhu, yes? The camera doesn't have, you know, unidirectional lenses all the way back and forth. So then the book is saying, then they saw, the thousands of people saw Lord Chaitanya. So what did they see? So if you are in a movie, you would be seeing what they're seeing. So the movie is the verses of the book. So we're supposed to have different movie cameras in our mind and focus the camera of our mind on the verses of the Leela. The Leela, this is Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, and Ram Leela. So we have to focus on the shlokas and verses of the Ramayana or the Ram Katha or Ram Charitamanas or the Bhagavat or the Chaitanya Bhagavat and really focus there to see and appreciate. Now, you're one of those people in the audience because we either identify with the hero, the nayak, or the nayaka, the heroine. The hero, the heroine, or the anti-hero, or the anti-heroine, or the good guys, or the bad guys, or somebody in the one of the extras in the movie. Somehow we identify and key in with one of those characters, or several characters. We identify with their role, with your emotions, with their changes. When we cry when the heroine gets slapped, she cries, and then we cry because we're feeling like the nayaka. You know, the ladies in the audience, they cry when the wife gets smacked, and the husband smile, and yes, you know, she deserved a good smack, or whatever. So now the audience, they're saying, oh, he looks so beautiful. So we'll be reading several verses describing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. So the camera is not, you won't be seeing the camera showing you pictures of the faces of all the thousands of Bengalis that came to see him, and the Gaura Vaishnava, Gaura Bhaktas, but the camera will be steadily focused. The camera one, camera two will be focused on Lord Chaitanya's form. And you'll be hearing the people say, oh, he's like this and like that. And so we should see through the eye of the mind and heart, and try to enter the Leela. It's called Leela Pravesh. As a sadhaka, one has to practice and concentrate and remember and read over again and pray for the mercy of Yoga Maya, who removes the curtain of forgetfulness and the curtain of invisibility. You can't see behind the stage curtain when the curtain is closed. So the curtain of false ego, the parda, I think you say parda, parda means curtain, the hankar parda, the curtain of false ego prohibits us from seeing a leela or entering a leela. First, the curtain of false ego prohibits us from entering the Leela of Krishna. Then the curtain of lack of surrender and bhakti prohibits us. So Lord Shiva, he controls the entrance to the holy dham, therefore he's called Digpal. So the curtain of false ego is removed by worship of Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar Shiva. Then one can enter the Leela Stali of Radhan Krishna and the Gopis. That's one half of the ticket. That's a ticket to the movie, but not the soundtrack. So you want to connect to the soundtrack, you have another ticket of Yoga Maya. So getting rid of false ego is only part of it. Then one has to have the permission of Yoga Maya Devi to actually see the Leela and enter the Leela. So Shiva, he got there to the Leela Stali, but until he got the sanction of Yoga Maya, he couldn't even himself, although he was free from false ego. Shiva came to Vraj and he had the Icha, desire to see the Leela brought in Krishna. And he had a good adhikar because he had no false ego. He was surrendered. He was Niskinchan. Or he is rather Niskinchan. But until he got the permission of Yoga Maya, the suitable bhav, which means heart, Yoga Maya gives the heart. And she gives the heart of bhakti to the surrendered soul. So with the heart of bhakti, one can enter the Leela. So he needs the mercy of Lord Shiva and the mercy of Yoga Maya. And this is everywhere told in all the Shastras. And this is the example of the Goswamis. If you want to do Leela Pravesh, then two things are required. The mercy of Shiva, Gopeshwar Shiva. He's known as Digpal. He protects the directions with his trishul. Because we're Gunamayak Jivas. Gunamayak Avaran. Gunamayak Avran Bada Jivas. We are Bada Jivas. Bound, Banda, Bada. We are bound, conditioned souls. Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi, Samsara Chakra. And we are covered, Avaran. We are covered by this Gunas, Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun. So this Trishun, Trishul, I think they call it, Trishul, this trident of Lord Shiva represents Sattva, Raja, and Tamas. So you're coming in, you're trying to approach the Leela of the Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. Doink, ow, ow, ow. You have to come here. Listen, Buster, you can't enter here without Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva means Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Vajana Anukuna. Shuddha Bhakata. Pure devotees, they're anukul for bhakti. Where to find that is good luck. But there are not too many around. But Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. Charana Renu, if you can get a dust part, you can get a particle of dust, a Renu, a Raja Renu. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. Parama, what's it? Banad Bhajana Anukula. Anukul means cool, man. It's really new, and I'm into it. I'm into the new cool. Anukul. No. Anukul means favorable to my family. Kula means family. Anu means following my family or contributive to my family. Anukul. So anukul means favorable. So bhajan anukul. So if we can get the dust particles from the feet of a pure devotee, it's very favorable. Dust particles means his glance. Dust particle means his instruction. Dust particle means his shiksha. Dust particle means his harikata. It's very favorable for bhajan. Bhakti bhajan. So now, what did they see with their eyes of devotion? All these bhaktas were so enthusiastic to see the Lord and so surrendered and so repentant and sorrowful for their offenses. They are in a mood of repentance. They are in a mood of enthusiasm. They ran across the fields and forests and through the crowding, swam across the Ganga. They ran through the forest, swam across the Ganga. With great enthusiasm, they ran to see Lord Chaitanya because they had an itch. We want to see God. So enthusiasm also has a lot to do with your desire. Someone was asking earlier how to be enthusiastic. Has a lot to be. Do you want to learn harmonium? No. Then will you be very enthusiastic to learn it? No. But do you really want to make money? Yes. Are you enthusiastic to work like an ass, 9 to 9 every day? Yes. Okay, then sell these ladies' clothes from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you do it because at the end of the week they give you some little pieces of paper. Here you go, here are some carrots.
Oh.
You jump up and down. Give me those carrots. How sweetly, this is where we left off, how sweetly enchanting Lord Gauranga's form was. Sondarya Manohar. Sondarya Manohar, sweetly enchanting, means mind-stealing. So people, they heard about him. They heard that the former Nimai Pandit, he grew up. He got married. He left, he took sannyas at 24. He left Arnavutri. Some people knew him, were very close friends, and others were just village people that heard about him. And knew him very circumstantially in the village, they knew him. Then he left and took sannyas, because a person becomes famous after they leave the town or after they leave this world sometimes. Jesus was not so famous when he was here, and now he's pretty famous. So when Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, then he showed in Srivas Thakur's house in Navadvipa, he showed his Virata Roop and his Ram Roop and his Das Avatar Roop and his Vishnu Roop to 200 or 300 Brahmin witnesses and their wives, and so many people became convinced. Then he went to Puri and he showed the same thing, Shadbhuj Rupam. So that fame went very fast back to Navadvipa, and everybody said, oh, our Nimai Pandit is God. Bhagavan has come to our place. This is amazing. But I guess he'll never come back here again. Oh, what misfortune. We didn't know what we had until we lost it. They have this phrase in English. You don't know what you have until you don't have it, until you lose it. You take people for granted. You take wives, husbands, friends, gurus, teachers, whatever, for granted. Oh, okay, come say, come sa, this, that. And then the person dies and leaves this world. Oh, I didn't take advantage. I should have taken more advantage and got more benefit. I was so lackadaisical about seeing that person or associating with that person. And then we kick ourselves after the fact. Oh, we lament our lassitude and our lack of proper interaction with the great saints of this world. I myself feel that way. The different great saints I've met over the last 25 years living in Vrindavan, they're not here now. There's 6 or 8 or 9, they were old, and in 20 years, I met them when they were 60, 70, and they're no more. So I'm in lamentation. And I say, oh, I should have spent more time, but it's too late now. So now the people are in a similar mood. They're a little bit regretful. So now, hey, guess what? Nimai Pandit's coming back. How what? I thought when he takes sannyas, he never returned to your hometown. No, no, he's not going to Mayapur. He's going to Ritutwi. Huh? I'm from Ritutwi. And people said, Ritutwi's across the river. I live at Madhyatwi. There's Madhyatwi, Kolatwi, Antartwi, and Motodrumdwi. There's 9 different islands separated by Jalangi and by the Ganga. You just cross by boat or swim here and there and you go to the next island. Island hopping. So in the same way, they were swimming, they were running through the forest of Ritudri, or they were swimming across the Ganga. Oh, now we're not going to miss the chance. Now he's here. Now he's come back. Before he was Nimai Pandit. Okay, he's Nimai Pandit. Just like, for example, if someone's a sadhu living in Vrindavan, all of a sudden he gets darshan of Radharani, or a few times, then the word starts spreading. Oh, so-and-so's a siddha. And how many people are going to go see him? When I used to live in Sevapunj, these different baniyas and agarwals from the market, they would say, Maharaj, you know so-and-so? He's a siddha. I said, oh, sure, since when? I didn't know. So, no, he had darshan last year, he did Purushcharan. There's a certain kind of brata called Purushcharan Brata, which is very difficult. Depends on which ones you do. And he did that. He's been doing that for several years. He had Saraswati Darshan, and he had Darshan and Bhakti Bihari, and this and that. Now he speaks to the, all the Baniyas are going for Ashirvad and blessings, which they usually do. And so you become an overnight hit. Of course, you don't want that. It's the Niskinchan sadhus. They don't want pratishta, kamani, kanak, pratishta, money, wealth, fame, anything. They don't want low puja, pratishta. They want nirjan bhajan, nibritanikunj, nibritanikunja seva, nibritanikunja bhajan. To live alone in the forest, in the jungle of Vrindavan. And sometimes if they become too popular, they take off. I know different siddhas that I met in the Radhakund, Govindakund area. People came to know he's staying at Govindakund. And then he would take off. He's Vairagi, he's in his kitchen. Where's so-and-so Baba? I don't know, I think he's staying in Barsana. Then people go to Barsana, then he's gone to Kamivan. They hide. They hide from the people. The real ones, not the money makers or the showmen, miracle workers. Lord Chaitanya has come back, so everybody wants to see him. Because now he's not just Nimai Pandit, a Brahmin scholar. Now he's God. That's big time. Like one of your schoolmates becomes a prime minister. You may take him a little more seriously, right? We played cricket together. We joke. We played poker so many times. I defeated him. You know. He doesn't know how to play cards. Poker's type of cards. And now he's a prime minister. Oh, now you're going to, you know, do everything you can to try to meet him again. Especially if you're a businessman. He wants some favors. Hey, remember me? We played cricket together. So now everybody wants to meet Lord Chaitanya. So let's hear more description of his beautiful form.
Sarvadaya prasana shimukha vilakshan ananda daraya purna dui shinayan Vakta gane lepi jache shiyange chandhan Malaya purnita baksha gajendra gaman Ajano lambita dui Sri buja tulia Hari vali singha nara Karena gharjiya Gauranga's lotus face was always pleasing Sarva dhaya prasanna. And tears of love flowed from his lotus eyes. Ananda dharaya purna dui shinayan. The devotee smeared sandalwood paste on the Lord's body. Gauranga's chest was adorned with flower garlands. And he walked like the king of elephants. So I guess he wasn't standing on a podium giving darshan or standing on the veranda of the Vatican. In Rome, in Italy, in Rome, the Pope Paul the 29th, whoever it is, John this, that, the other, comes out to the veranda, the first floor, let's say balcony, and he raises his hands, and in that mezzanine or whatever, that gathering area outside the veranda, 25,000 people can gather standing. There's 25,000 people there, and he comes out and blesses them and gives them blessings and all that. It's very wonderful, it's very nice. So Lord Chaitanya didn't do that. He came out, he was walking with the people. Power to the people. Of the people, for the people, with the people, by the people. God with the man in the street. God dancing with the rickshawwalas. God dancing with the pandas and Brahmins. The Agarwals, the Guptas. All of them. No caste, no creed, no vichar, no caste vichar, gotra vichar, creed, gender, no. No, well, gender, he danced all the men, the women were in the back in a separate party. So there's some vichars, consideration of gender. But this bhakti, it transcends. When people take Mahaprasadam, the Krorpati, the Arapati, the Garib, everybody takes, the middle class, everyone takes the Mahaprasadam Jagannath. No one says, oh, I can't take this prasadam. I'm a Pandit Brahmin. I'm from a Gujarati Brahmin. Pakat Brahmin. I cannot take this prasad sitting in the Sanan Bazaar. It's the name of the place where they eat prasad. He's a kayast. He's a shudra. I can't say. No one has this idea. Jagat Prasad is for everyone. Harinam Yajna is for everyone. Gaudiya religion, Gaudiya Vedanta, this Gaudiya Dharma, this Vaishnava Dharma, Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma is for everyone. So he came, he's walking. Gajendra, it says Gajendra, Gaman. Gaman means moving, walking. Gajendra Gaman. And he raised Ajanu Lambita. He raised his two long arms and he roared like a lion and chanted the name of Hari. Because what did the people do to attract his attention? They had enthusiasm. They had repentance. They had petitioned and they begged his devotee and they went through his devotee, Vidya Vachaspati. They got his sanction, permission. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So then, the Lord, what he's saying, icing on the cake, whatever, finally they chanted Hari Hari. Thousands of people are outside the room, outside the house, in the court. Vidyavachaspati brought them into the courtyard. And they can't do all thousands of people fit in his bungalow, in his house. So Lord Chaitanya, so outside, Hari 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 Hari. Like you see in political times, when they're having an election, all these young people, these RSS or whatever they call them, they parade through the streets. Ha ha hoo, ha ha hoo, ha ha hoo. I know they chant. You never hear? You ever hear they chant something? You ever? You know, something they're chanting. And I heard that once when I first moved to the village of Radhika, and I said, oh my God, they're coming to burn down my house. I thought it was a riot, and they decided to eliminate all of the Vedeshis. You know, it was like 200 guys, it was 11 o'clock at night. And they're going down all the lanes, hoo-ah-hoo, hoo-ah-hoo. It didn't sound very friendly. It didn't sound like Madhur Kirtan, or Madhur Bacham. Hoo-ha-hoo, I know, BJP, this Jai, I don't know. What are they chanting? Anybody knows what they chant? Anybody RSS here? We have all kinds of people here, I told you, these are all kinds of people. So they chanted Hari Hari, and then Lord Chaitanya came out and he roared Hari Hari. He reciprocated. And he raised his arm. See, this is bona fide. God raises his arm. When God chants the holy name, what does he do? He raises Ajanu Lambita. So Lord Chaitanya is teaching, this is Leela. For his Adidavik Vichar, he's absorbed, he's thinking of, he's in Radhabhav. Yes, you're chanting Hari, where is my Hari? I'm in Radhabhav, I'm in the mood of Radhabhav. Where is my Hari? You're chanting Hari, and yes, you're attracting me. Yes, but are you bringing him? Is he in your holy name? Are you chanting Shuddha Nam, Nam Rup Gun Leela? Because Shuddha Nam has Nam Rup Gun Leela everything. You want to chant Shuddha Nam, you have Hari is there. You have Rupam, Hari Rupam, Hari Leela. And Shuddha Nam. Otherwise, ay, 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 ay. Actually, my father's name was Harry. It was Henry. Henry the third, and my brother is Henry the fourth. You know, it was like, sounds like England, right? Henry the eighth. But I started a new party bar, I got a different name. So when people call the phone, from the time I was little, people say, is Harry there? So I've been hearing the name Harry since I was born. Hari, Hari, Hari. It's, you know, Sanket Nam, Sanket, connected like that. Parihasanam, Stovam, Sanket, you know, there's the four kinds of namabhas. Many things are very funny, peculiar things when I grew up actually connected to Hinduism and this whole thing. They didn't call, some people called Henry, that's Henry's name. Like my brother, for example, my brother's name is Henry, but his nickname was Hank, H-A-N-K for some reason. He was always called Hank, and then they never called him. Then later, when he got a little older, he used to call me Henry. Nobody ever called him Harry. My father was always called Harry. And he was the boss. He had three sons. I was Chotabai. I is Chotabai. I hope so. I am, I should say. Hari, Hari, Hari. So he can, Hari, Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari, Hari!
Prabhupada. He's too Achyutananda. 7 feet tall. It's like when we have plays, he plays Lord Chaitanya.
Dekhiya Prabhupada Chatur DK Sarvaloke Hari Bali Nitya Sabe Karine Kotuke.
When all the people, the thousands of people who had gathered there in all directions to see Gauranga, when they saw him raising his arms, that was a signal, an indication to them that they should do something. Uto, nach, dance. So they automatically responded by joyfully dancing and chanting the name Hari, Hari, Hari. They were overwhelmed because one of the symptoms of ecstasy is you can't contain the ecstasy, though, so it's called pralaya. There's ashu and gudgada. Gudgada, gudgada means your throat chokes up. And ashu, tears. And romancha, your hair stands on end. And vaipatu, you change your color. Vaivarni means you change your color. Vaipatu, you tremble. And finally, when the sattvic vikars, the ecstasies, the perturbations and disturbances in the heart become so great due to the pitch of ecstasy one is experiencing in the rasa drama of rasa or drama or life itself, one can faint. If a mother sees her son run over by a truck, she'll just say, well, that's the way it goes. She'll faint. What did Mother Yashoda do when Mother Yashoda came to Kaliyadaha? Mother Yashoda came to Kaliyadaha. Krishna was wrapped in the coils, the 100 hoods and bodies. He had 100 bodies, they're all wrapped up with little Kumar, Gopal. What did she do when she saw him? She saw it. Oh, that's nice. What did she do? She fainted. Because she is Vatsalya Bha. Motherly love, it became accelerated to such a pitch of ecstatic exhilaration. It became so much heightened, so much accelerated. Ha 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 ha. She couldn't contain it. But before that, she was trembling. Her voice was choking, tears were rushing from her eyes. She's trembling. And she started to run out to help him. To help her, my son. And Nanda Baba said, no, Maya. Or whatever you call her, mother, whatever your wife, whatever you call your wife. You know, huh? Yeah, Yashoda. And Yashoda ran, no. And she said, no. And she fainted. So that's pralaya. Pralaya means devastation. The word is pralaya. There's sattvic vikars, there's 8 of them. 8 more intense. So it's not conducive to rasa to be devastated. Pralaya means dying. Pralaya means death, destruction. Pralaya, maha pralaya. So it's not conducive to rasa. Rasa is the exchange of love and happiness and joy. But all other adbhuta, amazement, adbhuta rasa, and vibhatsa rasa, hara, ghastliness, and joy and happiness. Many different rasas are there in Krishna Lila and also in drama. But pralaya is the final pitch or final level of sattvic vikara. But to die is not very conducive to a relationship of mother and son. So Krishna doesn't die, he's eternal. So then there's fainting. Pralaya takes the shape of fainting. So now these people, when they saw Lord Chaitanya with his long golden arms raised in the sky, he was chanting Hari Hari. They became exhilarated, they became excited. Our Lord is not only giving darshan, not just coming out and saying Bhakti Bhavatu, Ayushman Bhavatu, Ayushman Bhavatu, Sarvamangalam Bhavatu, Sarvamangalam Bhavatu, and this, that, and that. Akala Mrityu Haranam, Sarvavyadi Vinashanam. Akala Mityuharanam Sarvavyadi Vinashanam. Shayur Maste. Shayur Maste. Mangalam Bhavatu. Yatra Safal Bhavatu. School success Bhavatu. He's not giving any blessing. Let it be, Bhavatu. He's not giving that type of darshan. He's coming out, he's walking amongst them. Look, you want to see me here? Look at the way I walk. If a girl just stands there, you know, okay, she's okay, but she walks, then there's a little more attraction. Movement is more attraction than static position. Someone stands there. Okay, but they walk. You know, the beauty in motion is much more attractive than beauty that's not moving. Like a lion, they sit there. A lion, Singha. But the lion is walking in the jungle with the background, the scenery. You see the mane and you see the tail, and it looks more beautiful. At least that is my understanding of aesthetics. That's what I perceived and what I have learned also. It's practical. So Lord Chaitanya didn't just come and stand there. Well, you want to see me? Well, here I am. Like sometimes people come and I say, what do you want? May I help you? May you have any questions? No, we just came to see you. I said, well, okay, bye. Now you see me, now go. I don't know why you came. There's nothing to see. I'm not a pink elephant. Okay, you want to see a Vidashi? There's lots of them. Go to Kanata Place. You don't have to take the trouble to go to Radhika. Mommy, let's go see a Vidashi. Sometimes I feel like some pink elephant. And I'm walking on Parikrama, Giriraj, Govardhan, Parvat, Parikrama. And then walk out to someone inside. It's really, you don't have this experience because you know, never had this experience. Because you're a deshi and you're with all deshis and no, so you're not different. But when I'm walking, and you walk by the mother and father, they may be thinking that, but usually adults, they think one thing and say another thing or don't say anything. They learn the art. But children don't know the art of socializing. Or diplomacy. They just tell it like it is. So the kid looks, he's a 5-year-old kid, he's doing parikrama with his mother and father, and he sees me walk by, and he points and says, Mommy, Vidashi parikrama. He sees me, Mommy, look, deko, Vidashi parikrama. Parikrama means walking, you know, circumambulating. And then I walk by, I feel like turn around and say, Mommy, look, Deshi Parikrama. Deko, yay, Deshi Parikrama. What is Deshi? What is Vidate? It's a different kind of Parikrama. It's like you kind of walk like this. I'm also walking with two legs, and you know, my hands are working, and I walk fairly normally, I suppose, maybe a little faster than your mother and father. But. Ashtavakra Muni Parikrama or something. I mean, what's the thing here? Ashtavakra. We should also be Ashtavakra, right? Sattvic Bhav. Bent in 8 places, our eyes should be bent and full of tears, and our hair should be bent and standing on end. Right? Ashtavakra. Vakra means bent. Trivakra. Kuja's name is Trivakra. She was bent in 3 places. Who else is bent in 3 places? So people are bent in 3 places, they should come together, right? So Sri Vakra Kuja met Sri Vanga Sham Sundar. You don't know. You ever read Krishna book? It's a good thing to read sometime. Somebody named Kuja. Kuja in Krishna Leela was who in Ram Leela? Shapurnaka. She was in Satyuga, and she was, who was she in Satyuga? No, that was Putana. Get confused. Ratnagiri, whatever, the wife, the sister of Lama, became Putana. So, Shapurnaka, did she get to marry Ramchandra, but get to associate with Ramchandra? No. Well, when Ramchandra in his form, or you can say Bhagavan, Bhagavatatva, in the form of Krishna, Dwapara Yuga, when Ram came in this yuga as Krishna, or Krishna came as Ram, or Krishna came as Krishna, whatever you want to say, Bhagavan didn't satisfy Shapurnaka, but when Shapurnaka came as Kuja in Mathura Leela, then there was something different. Then satisfied. Krishna satisfied. Because she became that, she was bent in three places. And where was she bent? At the neck, waist, and knees. The same. She was like this. She was bent at the neck, and the waist, and the knees. You know that? There's some thing they tell like this, which I'll Shivakra. Anyway, that's that side point from the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. And speaking of side points, how many sides do we have left? It's 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Quarter to
8. Now the Lord is walking amongst everybody. And they were very happy about that. He's come. He's not only giving darshan, he's walking amongst us. And he's interacting with us. Come on, dance, chant. So everyone's chanting and dancing. They're very happy. Then they become overwhelmed by all that. Oh, they can't contain themselves. Dandavat kamaya sabe pore bhumi chale anande haya magna hari hari vale. They offered dandavats to Gauranga. They became absorbed in ecstasy as they chanted the holy name. Ananda magana. Magana means they became immersed. Ananda magana. Magana. Magna. They became immersed or submerged in ecstasy by chanting the holy name of Krishna. And then they started Dui Bahu Tuli Sar Dui Bahu Tuli Sar Loka Stuti Kare Udaraha Udharaha Prabhu Amasava Papishtere. Everyone raised their two arms and they praised, O Lord Gauranga, please deliver us. We are all sinners. Amasava Papishtere. Ishad Hasya Prabhu Sarvaloka Prati Ashirvad Karena Krishneti Hao Mati. Gauranga slightly smiled as he looked at everyone and blessed them with the words, Krishna, Krishna Matir Astu. May your minds be fixed on Krishna. Bale Krishna Bhaja Krishna Shuna Krishna Krishna Sabara Jivan Dana Pran. Shuna Krishna Jivan Dana Pran. Gauranga said, chant the name of Krishna, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Shuno, Shuno Krishna, hear the name of Krishna. May Krishna sab jivan. May Krishna become your life, jivana dana pran. May Krishna become your life, your wealth and your soul. Well, can we enter into, can we mix up with that group of people right now? Can we travel to that material universe, to that Maya, to that Jagat, to that Devi Dham, to that other material universe where there's also a Navadvip and there's also a Ritadvip, and this Leela, Nitya Leela is going on there, and we can kind of mix and mingle in the audience, and we can also raise our two arms and say, Gauranga, I am a great sinner, please forgive me. And then we can hear the response. We can see the Lord smiling slightly. He said he looked at everyone. Sarva Loka Prati. He looked at everyone. So then he looked at everyone. Then he blessed them. He said, put your mind on Krishna. Because you can't do this, all this other stuff. First he said, put your mind on Krishna. Whatever your mind is, that's what you're going to worship. Wherever your mind is, that's what you're going to speak about. Whatever your mind is, that's what your life is. Whatever your mind is, that's what your wealth is. Whatever your mind is, that's your soul. So just think of it. Take this example. He's saying, put Krishna Mati. Krishna Matirastu. Put Krishna in your mind. Then what follows? What did Ambarish Maharaj say in 9th canto of Bhagavatam? Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Vacham Sivai Kunta Gunana Varnane. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. He said, first, put your mind on Krishna. Right? Savai Mana Krishna Pada. Charna Vinda.
Then if you're, wherever your mind is, then that's where everything else will follow, because the mind is the master controller of all the senses. The senses are a servant of the mind. The mind dictates that the senses dutifully serve, life after life, order after order. Yes, mind, yes, mind, yes, mind. We never say no to mind. We never mind. We always mind the mind. We should never mind the mind. We should learn to say no to the mind, because the mind is not very friendly. Krishna says in Gita that the mind, man, can be the greatest sukha, can be the greatest friend or the greatest ari. Can be sukha or ari. Ari. Ari means enemy, no? So enemy. So the mind, right here, this is our biggest enemy. Between the two ears, the biggest enemy or the biggest friend. The mind that's with Krishna is the biggest friend. The mind that's with Maya is the biggest enemy. So he's saying, Krishna Matiras too, put your mind there. Then if your mind is there, then okay, now your mind is with Krishna. Okay, now what? Then bolo Krishna, chant Krishna. That's the same thing that Ambarish said in Satyuga. This is Kali Yuga. Krishna is saying the same thing in Satyuga. Ambarish Maharaj is telling Durvasa Muni and all of us in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, Ambarish and Durvasa, Leela. He's telling Savayamana Krishna Pandaravandiyor. Then what happens next? Vachamsi Vaikuntha Guna Arna Varna Dehi. He says, with your vacha, means your mouth, same vachas, what was it? Vaikuntana. You should glorify Krishna, the Lord of Vaikuntha. All his qualities, his guna, his ocean of qualities, guna arnava. Arnava means ocean. All the oceanic qualities of Vaikuntana you should glorify. So Lord Chaitanya is saying the same thing. Krishna Matiras too. Fix your mind on Krishna. Then, Bolo Krishna, Vajro Krishna, Shuno Krishna. Hear Krishna Kata, Hikata, Tathagata Mritam Tapta Jivanam. Then, if your mind is with Krishna and your words and chanting Krishna's name is there, and you're worshipping Krishna and you're hearing about Krishna, automatically Krishna becomes your Jivan, your Dhan, and your Pran. He becomes your life, your wealth, your everything.